Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney is part of a controversial new GOP push to loosen the nation's gun regulations. Matt Laszlo reports that she and other Republicans say it's an effort to restore Second Amendment rights.
Before we get into the controversial parts of the Sportsman Heritage and Recreational Enhancement Act, or SHARE Act, let's start with a look at what it directly means for Wyoming. The bill includes a provision that prevents the courts from revisiting the delisting of gray wolves from endangered species protection. Cheney says it makes sense.
We've really been in a situation where the environmental groups for too long have really been able to exploit the legal system. And so there are a number of crucial titles in the bill that will begin to prevent that.
The bill would also protect legal gun owners and concealed carry permit holders from states like Wyoming if they go through jurisdictions with tough gun restrictions. Cheney says Wyoming gun owners are currently at risk.
And they travel through someplace like, you know, New York, which has got incredibly draconian gun control laws, that they won't be at the mercy of those laws, but in fact that the federal law, which allows them to travel safely, will be honored.
Now the controversies. The SHARE Act also blocks the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives from dubbing certain bullets as armor-piercing. It also allows foreign assault weapons to more easily be purchased in the U.S. and removes some restrictions on attaining silencers. That last one on silencers, or suppressors as many gun advocates call them, has caused the biggest stir, which Cheney says is misguided.
I do think it's a situation where people shouldn't have to choose between damage to their hearing and being able to engage in sportsman's activities.
David Chipman is a policy advisor for Americans for Responsible Solutions, the gun control group founded by former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in the head at a meeting with constituents. He testified before Cheney's Natural Resources Committee this week, testimony that was initially scheduled for June, on the same day House Majority Whip Steve Scalise and four others were shot at a congressional baseball practice.
It is also worth noting that this legislation was originally scheduled to be heard before the committee on the very morning that a shooter targeted members of Congress at a baseball practice. Lives were spared that day because people recognized the unique sound of gunfire and were able to take cover.
During the hearing, around 20 mothers connected with gun control groups or who lost loved ones in recent mass shootings wore red T-shirts as a sign of protest. Cheney says politicizing the tragedy is wrong.
I think that it is inexcusable for anybody to use what happened to our colleagues as an excuse for arguing for more gun control.
Cheney and a Republican congressman who was on the field with Scalise took exception to the testimony of Chipman, a 25-year veteran of the ATF.
What saved lives was the fact that there was return fire. And, the idea that somehow it was, hearing the gunshots, that it was an issue having to do with hearing, is just not right. And I think it was a cheap shot and something, frankly, that the witness shouldn't have done.
Sarah Dacho says with Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, she was disgusted by Cheney's response.
Appalling. Like, absolute talking points from the NRA. We all know that's not the case. We all know it.
Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva is the top Democrat on the committee. He says he and others in his party wanted to support the SHARE Act until it got larded up with handouts to the gun lobby.
Improving conservation policy should have been a goal. Dealing with the real concerns and needs of sportsmen to access our public lands. But none of that happened. What happened today is the kowtowing to the NRA in terms of their agenda, to the gun manufacturers and their agenda.
Cheney disputes that and says the legislation would go a long way in Wyoming.
No, I think it's a really important bill, and I think there are a number of very important titles.
The legislation passed through the Natural Resources Committee later in the week, but it's unclear if it can pass the House, let alone the more sharply divided Senate. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.